Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour et bienvenue encore une fois à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, when we originally recorded lesson 10, it was around Christmas time, so we were talking about Christmas and New Year and even singing Christmas carols. It feels a little strange to be explaining that sitting here in beautiful August sunshine, but if you're listening to this around Christmas time, then Joyeux Noël! I hope you enjoy today's lesson. Now, holiday in France, or in French rather, is une fête.
Une fête.
Une fête. Une fête is literally a feast. Now, if you think about the way that word is spelled, it's spelled F-E, and then it's got a circumflex on the E. The circumflex is the little, it's like an upside down V on top of the letter E, a very small V on top of the letter E. And when you have that circumflex accent, very often it means that there is an S missing out in the history of the way in which the word has developed. So the word fête, F-E, circumflex T-E, if you add in an S after the E with the circumflex, it can sometimes help you work out the meaning of the word. So fête, in older French, that would have been written F-E-S-T, E, and it starts to look more like the English word feast, because the two words are related back in history. So fête is a feast, a festival, a party. So happy parties, happy festivals, happy holidays is joyeuse fête.
Joyeuse fête.
Très bien. Joyeuse fête.
Joyeuse fête.
And joyeuse, does that sound like any words in English?
Sounds a little bit like joyful.
Yeah, joyful. In fact, it's exactly the literal translation of joyous. So joyous festivals or joyous feasts. Joyeuse fête.
Joyeuse fête.
Now, joyeuse becomes joyeux in different situations. So for example, when we're talking about happy Christmas, Christmas, the word for Christmas is Noël.
Noël.
So, happy Christmas is Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeuse fête.
Joyeuse fête.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Okay, so happy Christmas, joyeux Noël, joyeuse fête, happy holidays, happy seasons, greetings, or something like that. Now, something else we need to think about at this time of year is New Year's Day. And in French, that is the day of the year. So it's le jour.
Le jour.
De l'an.
De l'an.
Now, L apostrophe A-N is the year, l'an.
L'an.
And jour de l'an.
Jour de l'an.
Jour de l'an is the day of the year, New Year's Day.
Jour de l'an.
De l'an.
De l'an.
Jour de l'an.
Jour de l'an.
Okay, now we're going to be coming back to that a little later in our song. To say Happy New Year, you say Good Year. Now, the word for year there that I just taught you was?
L'an.
L'an, so that's the year, the year part is just an, A-N. Now, this is going to make you think back to when we were talking about bonjour and bonne journée, bonsoir and bonne soirée. Because we have two words for year in French too. Just as soir and soirée mean different types of evening, and jour and journée mean different types of day, an and année mean slightly different types of year. And you use an in particular situations, like in jour de l'an, and année when you're talking about year in other situations. You could say, for example, cette année. Cette année, that's this year.
Cette année?
Cette année. And to say Happy New Year, you say Good Year. Now, Anna, can you think how you would say Good Year? And when you're thinking about this question, I'd like you to remember how you say Have a nice day or Have a nice evening, because what you're really saying when you say Happy New Year is Have a nice year. So think back to have a nice day or have a nice evening. What were they?
Bonne journée and bonne soirée.
Good. So how do you think you would say have a nice year?
Bonne année.
Bonne année. Très bien. Bonne année.
Bonne année.
So we've got joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Et bonne année.
Et bonne année.
Good. Now, you could say joyeuse année, a joyous year, wishing someone a joyous year. But just as in English, we're more likely to say Happy New Year as opposed to Merry New Year, which probably is something a little bit different. We're more likely to say in French Bonne année as opposed to joyeuse année. Joyeux tends to go with Noël or fête. And of course, joyeuse fête means all the different holidays that are celebrated around this time of year. So let's run through those three greetings again. Joyeuse fête.
Joyeuse fête.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
And bonne année.
Bonne année.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so we're going to be using these words in this song that we're going to be singing. And I wanted a song that was fairly straightforward in terms of the vocabulary and something as well that you would probably know the tune to, the melody. So we came up with Vive le vent. Now, vive le vent, it actually means long live the wind. And that sounds nothing like the English version of the song. You'll recognise it, hopefully, straight away when I start singing it. Here we go.
Vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver. Boule de neige et jour de l'an, et bonne année, grand-mère.
Okay, now there probably were a few words in there that you didn't recognise, but I bet you there were a few words that you did recognise. For example, you probably heard the phrase bonne année, almost at the end. Anna, what does bonne année mean?
It means happy new year.
It does indeed. There was also jour de l'an. Can you remember what jour de l'an was?
And that was New Year's Day?
Yeah, it was indeed. Let's go through the words of the song line by line. The first line is vive le vent.
Vive le vent.
Now, vive means long live. As you may have heard, vive le roi, long live the king. Vive le roi.
Vive le roi.
In this case, it's vive le vent, long live the wind.
Vive le vent.
So we've got vive le vent, and then vive le vent d'hiver. Now, hiver is winter. So le vent d'hiver is the wind of winter, the winter wind. Long live the wind, long live the wind, long live the winter wind. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver.
Vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver.
Now, as I said, it's not exactly an exact translation of the song Jingle Bells, but it's using the same tune, and obviously it's using words that work in French. So they're talking about long live the winter wind. When the winter wind comes, you feel all Christmassy and all ready for a good winter holiday. So, the winter wind, le vent d'hiver. The next line is, qui s'en va, which goes off, talking about the wind, qui s'en va.
Qui s'en va.
Sifflant, soufflant.
Sifflant, soufflant.
Now, sifflant is whistling, sifflant.
Sifflant.
And soufflant is blowing.
Soufflant.
Qui s'en va, sifflant, soufflant.
Qui s'en va, sifflant, soufflant.
Now, where does the winter wind go and whistle and blow? It whistles and blows dans les grands sapins verts.
Okay, I'll give that a go. Dans les grands sapins verts.
Très bien. Dans les grands sapins verts. Now, it's in among something. Dans. Dans means in. Les grands sapins verts. Now, un sapin is a fir tree, like a Christmas tree. So, un sapin vert is a green fir tree. Vert is the word green. So, dans les grands sapins verts, in the big green fir trees. Okay?
Okay.
Try that again. Dans les grands sapins verts.
Dans les grands sapins verts.
Okay, let's try putting the whole of the first part together. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver.
Vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver.
Qui s'en va, sifflant, soufflant.
Qui s'en va, sifflant, soufflant.
Dans les grands sapins verts.
Dans les grands sapins verts.
Okay, now let's look at the second part of the song. In this second part, we don't talk about vive le vent, but vive le temps. Vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver.
Vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver.
Now, this time it's not the wind that we're saying long live, it's long live the time of winter, so long live winter time. Vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver.
Vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver.
Okay, now the next line is boule de neige. Et jour de l'an. And this line is talking about things that come in the winter. So boule de neige, the word neige, la neige, is snow. So what do you think une boule de neige is?
Could it possibly be a snowball?
It is indeed a snowball. So boule de neige et jour de l'an.
And we've already learnt this one, which is New Year's Day.
Yeah, so snowball and New Year's Day et bonne année, grand-mère. Now, you know what bonne année means?
It means Happy New Year.
And you're saying Happy New Year to someone in this line. Bonne année, grand-mère. Now, you know what mère is?
Yes, mum.
Mother. And grand-mère, therefore, is?
Grandmother.
It is indeed, grandmother. So, the whole lyrics of this song, I have to say, they're a bit random. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver. Long live the wind, long live the wind, long live the winter wind. Qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Which heads off whistling and blowing into the green fir trees and the big green fir trees. Vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver. Long live the time, long live the time, long live the winter time. Boule de neige et jour de l'an. Snowball and New Year's Day et bonne année grand-mère and Happy New Year, grandmother. Okay, let's not worry too much about the lyrics. At the end of the day, it's a nice song, so we're going to learn to sing it. Anna, est-ce que tu es prête?
Non, je ne suis pas prête.
I'm sure it will be absolutely fine. Okay, I'll sing a line. Anna, you repeat the line, and then listeners, you repeat along with Anna. De la musique, s'il vous plaît.
Vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver.
Vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver.
Qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh.
Qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh.
Vive le temps. Vive le temps d'hiver.
Vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver.
Boule de neige et jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère.
Boule de neige et jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère.
Très bien. Okay, now it's time to put this all together and we're going to sing it through twice and you've got to sing along with us this time.
Please do.
Okay, here goes.
Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver. Qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh. Vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver. Boule de neige, séjour de l'an, et bonne année grand-mère. Vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver. Qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver. Boule de neige et jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère.
You wouldn't believe how many takes it took us to get that right. And even then, it wasn't fantastic. But anyway, et voilà, c'est fini. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code coffeebreak at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.